Blog Talk Radio.
Confusion. Hey, good evening, podcast audience. This is that guy, Kenny Hodge, here with the Attic Hodge the Hodge podcast.
Yay!
Production. Thank you, thank you. Hey, listen, ball of confusion. What could be more fitting or more apropos, for lack of a better word, with the way our nation is today in the everyday shit that we got to deal with. Ball of Confusion. Very fitting song. And we're going to take that right into the show tonight. So let me get my cast members all checked in. And then we're going to see how we do what we do. Brother Messenger, are you here?
I'm here, bro. And I just want to let you know that was a nice little hook you got there going.
Yes, it was.
I mean, after
the beauty, as a matter of fact, I'm being able to play with the same amount.
I don't know about that part, but the first part was good.
That wasn't me, man. That wasn't me.
That was me. I'm sorry. That was me.
Oh, you want to mix too, huh?
No, I didn't want to mix. That was a mistake.
Okay. Hey, well, how you doing, Nurse Carmen?
I'm good, thank you. How's everyone?
Okay, I'm good. Are we good? I'm good. Baby sis, how
Just
you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm nice. I'm relaxed. I'm good.
Go ahead, Brother Messenger.
First couple, you can make that mistake. It's all right.
Thank you, Poppy.
It's as hard to suppress them feelings.
It's just sometimes, man. I'm like, well, God, damn.
Sometimes you get so comfortable that mm-hmm. them true feelings come out.
We're going to skip. Yeah, we're going to skip all the side stuff, you know, everything. Hey, Poppy.
Yes.
Hey, but anyway.
Thank you.
Baby, bro, how you feeling tonight?
I'm doing all right. And might I add, I think, like, if you can spare some minutes towards the end of the show, we can kind of touch on Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Good idea. Mm-hmm.
Hey, baby, bro. That would be an excellent idea. In fact,
mm-hmm.
that idea would be so damn excellent. It sounds like some shit we already talked about. But I'm just saying, man.
But we did. I just rephrased it and rewrote it. Hold it. I rephrased it and rewrote it because the way you put it, like I was doing an editorial, and then we all was going to discuss. So why don't we just discuss it from the jump? You follow me? I don't want to,
yes.
you know, don't put the spotlight
yes.
on me.
Co-producer,
just,
do you think, co-producer? Do you think,
co-producer?
Here
go my thing.
Man.
Yeah, baby.
There we go.
All right. Listen, there's a lot of shit going on in the world today. But let's bring this 360 around and let's look at America in the mirror. Now, I got to drift back to the NFL because right now everybody's aware of the protests. Wasn't even of the protests. Let me tell it like it really is. Everybody should be aware of the protest stance that Colin Kaepernick was a part of that protested police officers unjustified, brutally killing, shooting, however you want to phrase it. stay focused on what the damn issue was really about. So
mm-hmm.
as a result of that, this kind, gently, arms open wide, ready to receive everybody nation we call America, said, oh, hell no. We do it, mm-hmm. but we're not going to talk about that. So what we're going to do is we're going to play this game. It worked so many times in the past. We got hundreds of years of history to show that we can trick these niggas. Huh? But we're going to use this stance to let them think, let white America join with the other America, and let's put it out there that they're disgracing the anthem. Yeah, that's a nice power move. Everybody who's got any American blood in them will be mad about that. But that was never the damn issue. Never the issue. We're going to get on to it. We're going to keep moving on. But I just got to say this. That was never the issue. The issue was about unjustified homicide by police departments. Black kids getting shot up, killed for no reason. For no reason. It was being taken. Trayvon Martin. I mean, I could just start listing names, but that ain't what I want to do right now. What I want to do is reiterate that Kaepernick's stance was never against the anthem or never against the America as a constitution or the Constitution of America. It was against we have to get awareness and put some kind of damn check and balance on all these police officers and people that's just killing minorities, man. That was the issue. That was the protest. Now, all this other bullshit that rolled up on it is because America did not want to face that issue. So, hold on 1 second. Woo-sah. Woo-sah. Okay, now that I got that out. Listen, Nike came out this week, and I think it was monumentally the right thing. I was going to use a word like brave or courageous, but damn that. It's just the right thing, and it's a good thing. Make the Kaepernick the man of the year, or Nike man of the year. What was his title?
Was he the face of Nike? Well, he wasn't the face of Nike, was he?
They gave him some kind of title.
Well, they just got a new campaign. They redid their Just Do It campaign, and they made him the head of it.
He's the face of it. Okay. Just Do It. So and that's why our show tonight is called The Attic. Just Do It. But anyway, so they make him the face of the campaign. Now, again, and you would not believe the dumbass shit people are doing. People are doing. And when I say people in this case, people who favor racism, people who don't understand that by not treating everybody equal, you create a powder keg in this company, in this country. I'm sorry. Those are the people I'm talking to and about right now. They start burning Nikes. We so mad at Nike that we're not going to wear Nike anymore. We're so mad at Nike, we're going to burn Nike. Well, they show respect. They show respect to Colin Kaepernick for his efforts in trying to bring light to the brutality police officers are levying on people. So I know I took up about 7 or 8 minutes with my monologue or my venting, but let's talk about it.
Amen. Well, yes, here's the thing. Listen. Here's the thing. What he was protesting for, Donald Trump came along. He hijacked that. He turned that into something totally different. His base jumped on that, and that's what it was about. He made money somehow or another off of that. And also what Nike is knowing, you best believe, Nike, yeah, you think they're the good guys, but Nike also is going to make money off of this too, because some people that burn their shoes and stuff like that, when they want to run and they realize they burn their sneakers, what are they going to do? They're going to turn around and go right back out there and get them Nike. See what I'm saying? That's just another thing that black people.
They gave another avenue to make money.
Yeah, but look how long it took. Look how long it took for them to jump on board.
Change takes time, man.
That's just another ploy to make money on Nike part.
It's all a ploy
to
make money.
But I think it was also a good thing. Nike's going to also donate to Kaepernick's that charity that he has going. No, you're right.
Yeah, now, if he's Now, if he's smart and he got his charity hooked up like Donald Trump, he should be all right.
Well, again, I don't think Cap. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think Kaepernick hurt for no money. I'm just now. Watch this now. Wait a minute, because I don't want to take away from what he did, because he put a lot of money. He lost a lot of money voicing his opinion, protesting.
Right.
But now you know, hey Cap, you know, look, if you're listening, Kaepernick, I got mad love for you. But I mean, you wasn't no top flight boy. So you wasn't the best of the best. I would have the best you right now. Kaepernick probably making more money and doing less damage to his body than if he had stayed in the league. I mean, that's a latent function of standing up for your rights. But nonetheless, I'm sure he's pretty good with his money, because I don't care what he did with his money. That was the right thing to do. And again, for anybody to take it that hard against him, and let me tell you something. Somebody tell me, you don't think the NFL got together and they had a meeting, and in that meeting, before they left, as they say, the Baptist church, before they did the benediction, tell me, didn't somebody say, none of you better, nobody in this room, we taking an oath, ain't nobody better hire his ass, because there's no way in the hell. I mean, don't get me wrong, he wasn't top flight, but he wasn't close to the bottom. He was high middle as a quarterback, and in the years he's been out, nobody need a quarterback. What the NFL is really showing is, nigga, we could get together and stop your money altogether. That's what they was really flexing on.
But see, the thing with that is, it's not like they took a vote on that. Normally, it's like that JFK conspiracy. Nothing is said, but everybody pretty much know not to touch him.
No, something was said, I believe. No, I think they,
so it
I think they
saying,
had...
It
yeah.
could, It could have. It could have been, well, but the bottom line is that is a they are all together, and you don't go against, you know, each other like that, which causes division. When if one team turned them down, another team turned them down, they might say it wasn't because of that, but we all know it was because of that. Because if you was to hire him, the next thing you know, you got people out there protesting, and they ain't trying to do that. That's going to hurt the NFL image. So they ain't trying to get involved in that.
Well, I'm just saying, for what he did, I applaud him. I do. And what makes it even more ironic is he ain't the first soul bitch that protested the anthem. Or wait a minute, just so we can make it all encompass or all inclusive. He ain't the first person to take a knee during the anthem, and he ain't the first person that didn't stand with his hand over his heart. What's that young fella name out of Florida took Denver to the Super Bowl? Tebow. Timmy. Huh? Tebow did it. He had no skills. I mean, well, no, and I take that back, too. He took Denver to the Super Bowl, man, so he has skills. Well, was the Super Bowl or to the championship, AFC championship?
Playoffs. He was in the
playoffs.
He took him deep in the
championship. Yeah, he took him deep. Well, that's all right, though. Without him, they couldn't have got there. So, again, he did what he had to do. But when he kneeled, I don't remember nobody.
But you
got to
remember,
he
in
playing,
football.
He was kneeling. He was kneeling for something he claims it was totally different. That's why his was never an issue.
Yeah, but
I get what you're
guy.
Saying. But I get what you're saying. Kneeling is kneeling. But because his was for a different issue, that's why they didn't have a problem with it.
Marshawn Lynch, he never stood for the national anthem. He was always on the sideline eating and stuff like that. He wasn't, you know, protesting, but they never made an issue out of that. And he was doing that long before Kaepernick did what he did.
Because, again,
once again, in my opinion, Donald Trump came along and hijacked that as a distraction, and it worked in his favor. And now it's not about what Kaepernick was doing that for. It's about the flag.
Again, he protested, and I got love for him for that. And again, he ain't the first person. And I was talking to my son about that. And do you remember, it wasn't that long ago, nobody was on the field anyway. Do you remember that? I mean, because the players have not always been on the sidelines for national anthem. I'm going to say that happened within the last maybe 10 years.
Well, yeah, the last 10 years, because that's when the military took over, and the military gave a football league so much money, and that's when they do their little stuff. And it's been about 10 years they started doing that. They, they have the flybys and all that stuff,
yeah.
And so that's when it became prominent per se. But it's all how do you say? Bullshit.
And you know what though? See, and here's the really. I mean, on we're gonna talk about, you know, still talk about Mr. Colin Kaepernick, but here's the more messed up part about it. They played the wrong hand here, because most people in the United States didn't even know what the hell that goddamn song said. He wasn't really, and I'm talking about, I read that in history, or I remember that long ago, but I wasn't that up on the fact that that song glorified the death of slaves. Because you know why? We never sung past the first stanza. When last place you went somewhere and they sung that second and third verse? Nowhere. So by America not wanting to address police brutality and unfair killing of black people opened up a whole new can of worms. When they pushed that shit to the anthem, then people started reading that anthem. And people started looking at glorious theft slaves. What is it, talking about harlings and servants and shit. Like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, that's some racist shit right here. Because most people were not upset.
All right, check this out. You listening? How many times have you watched the game and they never show the national anthem being sung? They always show a commercial. When they come back, the game getting ready to start.
Not often. I can't remember that happening.
The national anthem? I mean, other than baseball.
You know what? I don't remember.
In the last 10 years, when the military took over the football, they started showing it because they would have the color guards and those big-ass flags out in the middle of the field and all that stuff. When the military became a sponsor of the NFL.
Now, watch this.
When that happened.
One of my boys who play in the NFL told me, people out here. People out here getting all bent out of shape about over this anthem thing. Sometimes they drag that damn flag across the field. So now, what in the hell could be? I mean, again, if you're gonna put homage in that piece of material, what could be worse than that? What's worse? I'm gonna drag the flag on the ground, or I'm going to kneel and not stand and put my hand over my heart, or not stand and salute it. I'm thinking drag it on the ground got to be 10 times worse.
Well, it depends
That's
on
what I'm
dragging it on the ground.
I think the real problem is, I think the real problem is white America feels that these black athletes, you know, with making all this money, they feel how dare they don't stand, for this anthem. How dare they? You know, they take offense to that. You know, you're making all this money. You should be grateful that you're making this money. You know, so how dare you not stand? So to them, they're offended by that because they feel that we should be grateful, or they should be grateful that they're making all that money. So how dare they not stand? That's what I think. Really, a lot of that is just all about the nerve. The nerve of it.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're perverless. Like that lady said, just shut up and dribble the ball, or throw the ball.
I think that's really what it all comes down to. They just feel like you got a lot of nerve. You're athletes. You're black. You're making all this money. How dare you not stand? The nerve of you.
Because, see, to a certain degree, you can take that and flip that and look at the Confederate flag. They won't take that down because why? That represents something to them that they great-great-granddaddy they fought in. And once again, my thing is, if you fought a war and you lost, all your symbolisms, they come down. They don't leave them up. they come down. Remember the statue of Saddam Hussein? He lost. They pulled that down. Anything that reflected him, they tore it down. Same thing with Hitler. They blew it up and tore it down. But yet, it's all right for them to keep the Confederate flag up.
But you know what? This is the part right here that sets it evil for me. No refuge could save the hurling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. They saying ain't no refuge for you. You can't run. You can't hide. I want to say, well, who the hell y'all fighting right now? Are you fighting me? Or am I helping you? Or what are we doing right now? I mean,
How about running up a red, black, and green flag? Just like in certain stadiums, they do two national anthems. Like if you go to Canada, they'll do Canada's national anthem, and they'll do America's national anthem. So why not run up the red, black, and green flag, and we can do the national African-American anthem?
But
if you want people to stand, black people.
Think about this. If you were a nation that was really – let's just say 80% committed, because no, I know they're not 100%. 80% is a stretch. Really, 80% committed to justice and equality as per the words of your damn Constitution. When you understand that you now have a national song, an anthem that disgraces slaves and black people. Now, for real, I know it'll take a lot, but wouldn't it be worth looking into changing that motherfucking song? I'm just saying, wouldn't it be worth it if you were sincere, or as the writer says, if the
words
of the
Constitution, even if you don't want to change it, I'll go one better. Even if you don't want to change it, at least respect those that don't want to stand for it. Give at least respect the fact that for the people that don't want to stand for it.
Because think about the psychological, mind. Now that I am fully aware, all of my eyes are open to the lyrics of that song. Now that I understand that song has got nothing to do with me, but has got everything, not everything, but it speaks in a glorious manner of my death. But you're going to make me stand and salute that? Come on, that's criminally insane.
That's why I said, at least respect the fact that if somebody doesn't want to stand for that, at least respect that.
Yeah, that's it. Respect
that. I respect you to do what you want to do until I don't respect you no more.
And you know what? Now in the contracts, there'll be a clause put in pretty much every NFL contract now. That the position the team takes, as opposed if you're going to sign with them, because again Dallas, look at ever since I knew what a football was, in my team, but I dropped their ass this year, man. I can't support that bullshit, Jerry, because you're getting old and you're getting. I don't support the Cowboys anymore. I'm a Giants fan now.
Wow, what's in their contract? I gotta hear you. What's in their contract?
Because it was just funny to me. No, he said they going to stand. That's his team. And if he tell you to stand, you're going to stand. Pretty much what he said. And that wasn't the bad part. What really turned me against the Cowboys was I was surprised at how many NFL players echoed the same shit. Listen, man, everybody know if you on Jimmy Jones' plantation, you gonna dance, right? And it was just the way they said it that it was understood that that's just a racist ass organization, man, that pay people money, man. And I don't. And again, football ain't that sanctuarious to me. So I left their ass. I don't support the Cowboys anymore. I'm a Giant fan. And if the Giants take that same stance, you gonna do what I say. I got to be careful how I say that, because you are an owner. Now, if that shit ain't in my contract now, you can't make it there. Now, I don't fault them if that's some shit they want to do. Everybody from here forward in your contract, here's what I want done. Now, either you're going to stand for the anthem because you work for me, or you don't work for me. Now, if you're going to give me that option up front, then I don't know. Like I said, I'm not trying to speak for the players because I ain't even got nowhere close to the kind of money they get in contracts. So I don't know what that financial thing looked like to them. But I think if that's a part of go ahead.
My brother, since you ain't supporting the Cowboys no more, I guess that throwback jersey that you left here, I can rock it now then, huh? Oh, you got quiet.
You gonna ask you gonna ask me on the podcast in front of everybody you like that, man?
No, you said you ain't supporting them no more.
What jersey I left over there?
You left
what number was
it?
Keep it, man. I'm through.
Watch your car with it, man. I think some teams are giving the players the options. I think the Steelers are giving their players the options, I think.
And again, that's only right.
They're giving them the option to stay inside.
Yeah,
right.
But that's not
right.
That's what they're
right.
doing.
Yeah.
See, my thing is this right here. At least give me that option. You don't. Now that I am awake and I understand that racist ass song, you can, don't make me pledge allegiance to it, man. That ain't right. That's not right. And again, now money will make people do some crazy ass shit. So hey, you want to sign with me for $15 million and salute that anthem every damn Sunday, or you want to take your ass? I say, or you want to curl your ass to another team and get a. $2 million and you ain't got a salute. Choices, niggas. Niggas got to make choices.
That's crazy, though. I mean, why should you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
$15 million,
$2 million.
I'm a salute, but I ain't gonna mean it.
Truth be told, I'm a salute.
Yeah, I ain't gonna mean it though.
But why are the players of color being made to have to even make those kind of choices
because the other ones are not?
It's so unfair.
Because we can kind of get by if you get suspended for a game for not following team rules. But here's the thing: if them white quarterbacks stood with the players that were protesting, you'll see that rule so called go away. But because them white quarterbacks are out there when they're doing the national anthem, they feel like everybody else should be about there. Now, they ain't going to suspend that white quarterback. They ain't going to suspend Tom Brady if he don't come out. They ain't going to mess with him like that. But because he comes out, and, of course, with them, they can pretty much sit somebody down and put somebody else in there, and they never miss a beat anyway. But if you're that lower-tier player, yeah, you got a decision to make. Do I want to mess with my money? By protesting, or do I want to get paid?
But think about what I said. But think about the folks who, I mean, I'm getting back to college now. Think about the folks who burnt their shit, man. I mean, that's correct. Last time I remember some people burning a bunch of shit is when they burned LeBron jerseys, man. But you know what?
They was mad.
And what they had to do. What did they have to do?
Go buy new jerseys.
Go turn around and buy all your stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's just
But you ain't see no look. You ain't see no black people burning no Nike stuff. They want the value of that shit.
Like I been saying, you know what them damn Nikes cost? Hey, in fact, it was a post on Facebook. They said, look, you see all them folks? They burning that cheap 1980 Nike shit. You don't see nobody with no Air Jordans or no goddamn LeBron burning up. Because it wasn't. See, now you're making a statement. No, but even if you did that, you just even crazier than me. But, you know, it's like you're going to burn Nike shit up. So, in other words, you think you a fucking ambassador for Nike because you wear Nike sneakers, nigga? What? I mean, come on. You know, because I wear Nike sneakers. You ain't got no voice in the company. That's just like because you eat 2 Big Macs a day, you going to call Ronald McDonald and tell Ronald McDonald you want 3 all beef patties on your Big Mac. Not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Not going to happen, man.
I was always kind of leery about that special sauce.
And you're not hurting Nike. You're really not hurting them. Because, you know, because sometimes bad publicity is good publicity. You know, all publicity is good publicity. I mean, to them, anyway.
Right.
So you're not hurting them at all.
Nike got the swoosh, man. Nike got the swoosh. That's you know why it's a swoosh? Because it deflects. Nike don't give a damn. Because if you can charge, if you can, in your right mind, charge an average hard-working motherfucker $300 for a pair of sneakers, you don't give a fuck about a whole lot, man. and get it. And that's what Nike do with their sneakers, man. Like you said, look, you'll be mad. How my man say, yeah, when he come around, he tell me not to talk. And I, but when he leave, yeah, I'll be talking again. Because that's just what they're going to be doing.
Exactly.
What they're going to be doing. Going to be backing them Nikes, man. Because if you hooked on Nikes, ain't no other sneaker like that, man.
Right, I think that's right.
But wouldn't that just be the Jordans then? And the basketball players?
Yeah.
You paying $300?
Jordan,
you ain't paying that kind of money
sneaker.
For that.
I ain't seen a Nike sneaker yet that's under $70. I mean, you can get some at the stores and stuff, but Nike sneakers, I don't care if it's from whatever sport it is, you're going to pay for it. Nike is charging people for suitcases, man. They put
a little Nike T-shirt ain't even cheap. With just a plain Nike T-shirt with that little emblem across it, it's not even cheap.
Yeah, I don't care who the player is, black, white. If they got Nike on it, you gonna pay.
And they get all. Watch this. Not some. Well, excuse me. When I say all, I mean 98%. They get all the athletes. Everybody want that Nike contract. Everybody want that Nike contract, man. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, you got Chef Curry, KD. KD with Nike, right? I know Chef ain't.
You got some players out there with Nike. Yeah.
Yeah. But
they getting that money, too.
They big.
You know,
they
getting money.
Yeah. Everybody wants to just do it. Everybody wants to just do it.
That's right. And you know what? All I can say to America is, come on, stop that bullshit, America. America, please stop that bullshit. If Nike want to give, I'm just saying, stop that bullshit. if Nike want to give Kaepernick any other American or anybody, man, I don't give a shit who. I mean, within the guidelines of what's accepted, outside the guidelines, that's them people company. Whoever the hell they want to put on the face of their campaign, then so be it, man.
They don't want Nike to give it to Colin, but they don't mind the Russians giving it to Trump. Okay.
Well, you know, that's just understood. that's just understood, but it's crazy. So we got real quick. And then I'm going to set up an intro to what I don't know yet, baby boy. But anyway, let's talk real quick about this. See, man, you know what? Okay.
Don't come for me.
All right, I'm coming at you right now, baby. Hold on. I'm going to get your intro ready for you. Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't need an intro for what? Go ahead, run it then.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we have a special part of our podcast. It's called Let's Talk with Baby Bro. Hey, Baby Bro, what's on your mind? Talk to the people.
I just wanted to ask you guys, have you checked out Aretha Franklin's funeral, and what was your feelings on that?
Well, I mean, I thought it was a beautiful thing that they, you know, paid a tribute to her the way they did. First and foremost, you know.
I mean, I laughed.
That.
I laughed. I cried. I sang. Yeah. It was a joyous moment.
Yeah. You cried. Okay.
I mean, not like wells. You know what I'm saying? I got teary eyes.
Okay.
Back in the day, what?
I didn't know she touched you like that.
Well, it was just a ceremony, dude. I got what I used to call back in the day, I got the Uncle Moai.
All right. Okay.
So you have to go back to Gethsemane to know what I'm talking about.
I know.
But some people are just heathens. They never take their ass to church.
You mean like some people would intentionally wait till the car pulled out the driveway, then kind of make an attempt to run? Then people like that?
Well, if you've seen the show, you know what? Y'all go ahead.
No, I ain't seen no
show before.
Oh, no, I was talking about you growing up, man.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that show already.
But anyway,
that's what I mean. I saw that show already. Y'all go and enjoy it.
I missed the funeral. I didn't catch it, but I hear there's been some controversy. I don't know what. How you have controversy at a funeral?
Well, that's what people do. You know, it doesn't make a difference what it is. Somebody going to look at somebody and turn their nose up, and everybody ain't going to like everything. It's always, you know, some people out there that's going to disagree with whatever the song they sung, you know, what they was wearing, who was there.
I didn't see it, but who was grabbing titties? Who was grabbing titties? I heard somebody was grabbing titties. That's what I heard. I heard somebody was grabbing titties.
When it was a preacher, and he was talking to, what's the name again? Ali Ranzi? And
no, Ariana Grande. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I mean,
wow. All right, that was her sister. All right, gotcha. And he was holding her, and she's short. But where he had his hand up, he came up to her breast, and his hand was like right on the side of her breast. And if you watch very closely, you can actually see his fingers moving when he was like, you know, talking with her and holding her. So now I don't know if he was doing that consciously or not, but they were saying that, you know, that was wrong of him to have her up under his arm like that.
Well, she seemed a little uncomfortable. She seemed like it was uncomfortable, like she was uncomfortable with it. But I know people took issue with her dress being short.
Yeah. Well, have you ever went to a funeral and somebody was giving you shoulders?
Giving me shoulders.
Remember,
what does that mean?
She had on like a strap, I guess, a strapless dress.
Okay.
You know, or shoulders
but,
and all
I mean,
that.
You know, she's young. You know, that's the youngins. That's the,
yeah, I know,
you know
she's young, but she up there
upstairs. They wear what they wear. They,
yeah,
they don't,
she,
some
you
of
don't
them are
listen.
Inappropriate. You know, they're going to do what they do. That's what they do.
How many
times Sunday morning, not so young girls walking up in the church with them dresses just up underneath their cheek? Older women. So for people to have a problem with it, I don't get it, you know?
Really?
Hold on.
Yeah, but
the thing is, you don't take a young chicken
and put her up on stage amongst a bunch of old roosters, old pimp roosters.
Who was there? Like Snoop Dogg? Who was there? Snoop Vanilla Ice?
Hello, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton.
T.D. Jakes, Minister Farrakhan. You remember what Minister Farrakhan said?
Remember what his daddy said, right?
When Malcolm was questioning him about the birth of that illegitimate child?
Oh, I must plant my seed in fertile soil.
Because after me, there will be no more.
No more.
Damn. Well, I mean, did anyone see the funeral? Did anybody see it?
Yes, I saw it.
I mean, Nurse Carmen, did you see it?
No, I didn't see it. No.
Is Sister Sunshine on the line?
No, she isn't.
Oh, she is okay. Because I was going to get see if any of the ladies had seen it. Because
she saw it.
I had noticed
she was telling me about it. She saw it. Yeah, she saw it.
Oh, what was her take on it? I'm just curious. Did she say? Did she think it was short?
Short?
Yeah, her dress. Ariana's dress.
Oh yeah, it was short. Stevie Wonder knew it was short.
No, she didn't.
She didn't think of it, because I mean was it shorter than most there? Yeah, but I mean, I just noticed that as they were scanning the crowd, the facial expressions of some of the women in the audience, I could tell that they weren't feeling it.
Right,
you know what I mean? They weren't feeling it.
When somebody wins something better than you, yeah, you're going to boil your face up.
Well, no, I mean, so there were some sharp women in the audience, too, now. I'm not going to take nothing from, you know, some of the things that they were wearing.
They was covering their knees.
But, you know, with her being, you know, dressing and, you know, doing her thing, her style, and coming the way that she was coming, and with her being, you know, not.
How old is she?
She's got to be in her 20s.
Yeah, she's
in her
20s.
I think she's maybe early 20s, maybe, if I had to guess. You know, and she's singing, "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman." You know what I mean? You know, I mean, you in a black church. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they looking at her like, really? You know what I'm saying? It was just, I don't know. Like I said, I didn't have a problem with it, but you have some people that are not as open.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It ain't even got nothing to do with being open. They just hating. That's all it is.
It does have a lot.
When
I mean, some people are not, you know,
because
I was told that her family, I was told the family requested her to come and sing that. Now, I don't know how true that is, but
that's
what, you know, I heard they told the family wanted her to come. They requested her to come and sing
that. It's not about that. It's about what she had on. The family wasn't questioning that.
That's the only way she got on the show. They requested
her. The family wasn't questioning that. Other people were.
But they didn't care.
Yeah.
The other people that was doing it, I bet you the ones that was doing it was the ones that couldn't put on nothing like that.
Well, actually, believe it or not, I think Smokey said something. Smokey Robinson
said the ones that had a problem was the ones that couldn't fit something, that couldn't fit it.
That's what it was, yeah. The girl, you know how you 20 years old and your body is bang. It's the best it's ever gonna be. You see some of these young girls now who ain't got half the body she got and wear half the clothes she got on. When they young, they think they invincible, can wear and do anything because they got
just,
the body.
I mean, could it have been a little short? Could it have been a little longer? Yeah, it probably could have been a little longer.
Yes.
I mean, but, you know, what you going to do? What you going to do? I mean, she was wearing it. She was wearing it. She looked nice in it. But could it have been a little longer? Yeah, it could have stood to be a little longer. But she looked nice.
I think it looks nice.
Could it have been a little longer? Yes, it could have.
Can you hear me?
But
she
looked
nice.
When she put that on, she was like, bam, this is it. To your eyes,
you know,
it, like,
I mean,
it
her, to me, her, to me, her stylist should have told her it might not have been the best. I mean, I'm sure she, you know, her stylist to me should have told her it might not have been quite appropriate to wear to that.
You
know, I think her stylist should have directed her in another way.
I bet you not one single man complained.
Oh, of course not. Like I said, she wore it. She wore it well. She looked nice in it. There's no question about it. But I think her stylist should have.
There was a time.
Her stylist should have just guided her a little differently. I think.
Why?
Time when women had to go to church.
Why should she have changed?
Because it just wasn't appropriate for that setting. That's all. That's all I'm saying. It just wasn't. It was just not as appropriate. But she looked very nice in it. That's
right,
all. I mean, don't get me
not
wrong. I'm not hating on her at all. Like I said, I thought she looked very nice in it, but I think people that had a problem with it felt that it wasn't appropriate for that setting because she's
right.
in another
like
award
that.
Show where she had on a white dress and it was longer and it was beautiful.
I say
and
so.
To me,
like
now,
I
that's
said,
what
I,
she should have worn. That would have probably been a little bit more better,
you
I think.
Me, baby.
But, I mean, regardless, she still looked nice.
But say, I don't know the name of that dress.
I think she looked
nice.
I don't know the name
of that dress, but I think it was called Temptation. And yeah, that preacher, he failed the test.
Yo, listen, I just put that picture up on my phone, and I looked at the background. And now, don't get me wrong, all the niggas
Jesse,
in the back
Jesse,
was
Jesse,
Googling.
That's right.
Jesse and Bill should be slapped. Jesse and Bill should be slapping now. That's
and
what
and
I
look.
They got
Bill
shit hanging out their mouth.
Bill was pointing at him. Bill was pointing at him.
They got shit hanging out their mouth, man. Yeah. They enjoyed that.
That's why the mother women was mad because that's where all the
time. Oh, I'm telling you, that's why
that.
The women was probably having a problem with it. But like I said, she looked
right.
nice. You can't, I mean, there's no question about it. She looked nice. I just think maybe her stylist could have guided her a little differently, but without a doubt,
yeah,
she looked
nice.
You
keep saying that, but if she looked nice, then she was guided the right way.
Yeah.
But it wasn't appropriate for that setting. I mean, Nurse Carmen,
says
are you there?
Who?
You know what I mean?
Says who?
Yes.
Once again, that's your opinion.
Says who?
That's
right.
Your opinion.
If she
in her mind,
nice, then
that
was
a
sin.
Clearly, that was a lot of people's opinion because that's why we're talking about it now, because it was an issue.
Right. Hey, but
that's why there's such a controversy about it. I'm just saying that's why people had a problem with it. I could care less one way or the other. It doesn't bother me. I could care less because I don't hate like that. Like I just told you, I thought she looked at night. What I'm trying to tell you is that's why I think there was an issue about it. I don't care one way or the other.
I understand what you're saying. Well,
let's take it right to
the
beginning.
Issue.
If they're going to sing You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman in the church, then, again, that must be something Aretha requested.
Hello.
And if Aretha requested that, Aretha know how that girl dressed. I mean, no matter what she wore anywhere else, that might have been some shit that her and Aretha talked about. Because watch this now. You know she had respect for Aretha. So the fact that she wore that piece, she probably had that Aretha to my
daughter. Hello.
Come on now.
I'm not sure she met Aretha. I just think you sung that song like before.
Yeah,
the,
I don't think you met Aretha. You just sang the song and the family heard
job.
You sing it before
yeah.
and they wanted you to come sing it. I don't know if you ever actually met her.
I thought Aretha knew her. I thought they was like,
No, the family heard you sing it before, and so they asked you to come and sing it at the funeral. You know what I mean? It's from my understanding.
If you're going to sing that song, you better look like a little woman when you're singing that song. I'm pretty sure she couldn't have came out there with no overalls on to him or something. You make me feel like a natural.
You
know what
I'm saying?
She put it
again.
On. Yeah, look.
And from my understanding about Aretha, she planned the whole thing. From what I heard.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
She
there it is.
Beginning of the year, certain people to speak and sing at her service. Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean,
that's
I know, like, a Gladys Knight performed and different people, but they were, like, longtime friends of hers and Stevie Wonder and all those kind of people. I know they were, like, longtime friends. You know, the people that did sing. I know they were all longtime friends.
But is it true that
people
was
have a problem without everything.
Deal.
People complain.
Is it true that was 8 hours?
I'm sorry.
Hour
I mean, No, I was going to say people complained about that. They complained that the funeral was too long, that it was 8 hours. You know, so people complained about everything.
Hold on.
It wasn't a funeral. It was a celebration.
Yeah, right.
They got it twisted. It was a celebration. So we're going to celebrate. This is how we celebrate in
That's
Detroit
right.
when you got money. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you
got
money,
I mean,
this is how
they complained about that. People was like,
oh,
my God,
tickets?
This is ridiculous.
Did they sell
right?
tickets?
You know, so.
No, they sold tickets. It was a free concert.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
It was a free concert.
No, actually, believe it or not, just the stars and the family pretty much filled that whole place. There was no, you know, the public didn't. You know, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure the public didn't, because when her family came in, they filled up their whole left side. And then in the back, Farrakhan had his people back there, some of his people back there. There was no people in the park. Are you kidding? With all them people walking around there, are you kidding? You think they would have been able to enjoy that like that if you just let the common folk come in?
People were also complaining. They were also complaining about what's that guy that was up there videotaping it on the stage? What's his name? Dyson.
Dyson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people were saying that was inappropriate for him to be up there videotaping the whole thing with his phone. They thought that was inappropriate.
So who was it that invited Sequel and the movie critics to the damn funeral? They got complaints about every damn thing.
I'm just telling you what people were saying. They said that was inappropriate.
And I'm saying to those people, who are you to determine? It wasn't their funeral for them to be such critics on it.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people was like, you know, that was totally inappropriate because,
Like, he literally sat up there the whole time and was just videotaping everything off of his with his phone while people were performing. He would take his phone out and just was, like, just videotaping the whole thing. So people was like, oh, that's totally inappropriate. He shouldn't have been doing that.
To take pictures.
Because they were saying that all of that stuff was going to be out there on YouTube. So there was no reason for him to sit up there and be doing that. It was just totally inappropriate for him
to
be doing that.
Why do I need to go to YouTube if I can have it on my phone? He's right there on the stage with the people. Right.
I'm just telling y'all what was out there on the blog. Don't kill the messenger. Don't kill the messenger.
We're not killing the messenger. We're just talking in regards to the people.
I know. I'm just goofing.
Yeah, not the messenger. Yeah. We ain't killing the messenger. We appreciate that, baby.
The message is family. No harm comes to family.
No, none whatsoever. None whatsoever. I'm just talking about how, you know, she was able to do the research and she see all the complaints that these people have. And I'm just saying all of these people got different complaints and stuff. And for what? It wasn't even their funeral. And if the funeral was too long, they could have turned off, because as Baby Boy said, they wasn't there, so they could have turned the TV. You know what I mean? So why complain about something if it's too long term? Ain't nobody got
well,
to
you know, we
unless
got,
you couldn't find the unless you couldn't find got. The flyers.
Yo, hold on, remember the flyers with the aluminum foil on the antenna?
SDL, you would say, come on home. Come on home.
Yeah, come on home.
Yeah. They just want to complain about everything. And it wasn't even
but
there.
But that's how you have just some people that just like to do that. They just like to complain about stuff.
Everybody, everything you do nowadays is a like or a dislike. You ain't going to get 100% like. You know what I'm saying? If you take a vote on 100 people, 50 probably going to like it and 50 ain't going to like it. That's just the way it is. So get used to it.
Right.
Don't worry about the people that don't like it. You go ahead and wear that dress, little girl. You little natural woman. You little fine. And also, her boyfriend was there. I don't know if you don't know her boyfriend. Anyway, he be on SNL.
They was talking about him, too, because they said he shouldn't have been there. They said he ain't have no business being there.
They asked him, what did you think about it? And he said it was awesome. Yeah. White people don't get to be around black people like that. So when they do come around black people and we celebrating like that, it's awesome to them.
Yeah, he was. You could tell he was just as thrilled to be there. He was.
Yeah,
he was thrilled to be there.
And he smoked weed, too. So, yeah, of course. He got him some Detroit
and they
shit.
Said,
it was awesome.
And they said... Hey, and they said he shouldn't be there. His girl out there in that little short dress around all of them black folks and them pimps, and he shouldn't be there. He said, "I can't do no pretos better than me."
They were saying Aretha Franklin looking down, wondering why is he here or why is he there, and all this stuff. They were goofing off of it. Everybody was goofing
I'll tell
off
you why
of it.
He there because he know how Kanye West lost. What's her name? Amber Rose. He took Amber Rose somewhere with him, and I think he went to the bathroom, had about 20, 30 niggas was pushing up on her, and as you can see now, they ain't together. That nigga, he was watching his brother. Yo, gotta keep my eyes
open. You might be right. I'm not sending you there by yourself.
And you up there with all them pimps, too? I don't think
When he saw her dress,
when he saw the dress she was wearing, he said, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You won't be going there by yourself.
He wasn't fooled by that. He knew they was pimps. They didn't have our gold chains and their chalice. You know what I'm saying? But he knew they was pimps.
they didn't have the chalice, but they had the gold chains and the diamond ring. All of them. They had their gold on. They had their finest attire on. All of them.
If one of the niggas was dressed like
if one of them niggas was dressed in green, he for sure would have knew that was Bishop Don Juan. Let me go get my girl before he pull up. My girl, you trying to change my girl?
Hey, we say now, we could do this shit like some gentlemen, or we can go outside and get to some gangster shit. What you want to do, man?
And Bill was probably telling Jesse, now, you know, back in the day, I'd have had her in the Oval Office, and she's short. She'd have fit right up under that desk. I'd have been taking beats when nobody would know what was going on. This would have been
Jesse
laughing
like, Jesse, mm-hmm. like, I remember the day me and Martin used to pull them.
Yeah. Man, me and Martin would get us a honey dip.
Because even with Farrakhan, they was trying to keep their distance in the beginning, but as it went on, they kind of warmed up and started, you know, talking and shaking his hand and stuff. Yo, it's a celebration. This ain't because nobody want to be seen with Farrakhan. You know what I'm saying? That's bad publicity. And that's another thing, too. The who's who is certain people, when you're doing politics, you can't be seen shaking their hand or talking to them. Now, maybe backstage or, you know, in the back room, you can do that, but you don't want to be seen on camera because people can use that against you politically and take some votes away from you. But everybody know the game. You think Republicans and Democrats don't get along? They might seem like that on TV, but at the end of the day, they all go drink at the same watering hole.
Is that right?
Tell the same story.
Well, they used to do it like that. They don't do it like that no more.
Oh,
they
no, not now.
Like
no,
that.
Not right now.
Used
to be like that.
Hey, but listen. That's how we try to bring this back to. Hey, baby boy, I really appreciate you letting us in.
I do what I do.
I'm taking my fucking thank you back then, man.
Honor
all right, anyway.
He was a soldier of Rome. Honor him. Y'all catch up.
Spaniard. Come on, I'm with you, man.
Right.
Yeah, all right. But anyway, hey, listen. As we bring our show to a close, every show now, we're going to close out with a reminder. You have to take your ass to the polls and vote. And not only
Absolutely.
Do you have to vote, you got to go vote Democrat. Even if you like Donald Trump, I still need you to vote Democrat. Because if you vote Democrat, let me tell you, man, I got a plan here. You're going to help his ass. Because if you vote Republican, you're going to give him more power. He going to end up in jail, y'all. So that if you really love that man, I need you to get your ass to the poll and vote Democrat so Democrats can put a check on that ass. And maybe he can get through his 4 years before he go to jail. All right. But anyway.
Ain't
going to
happen.
I know. No, I mean, him going to jail ain't going to happen. But no, in all seriousness, everybody who hears this podcast, we need to not only make sure we vote, make sure one other person votes. And again, we got to turn that red to blue. Because let me tell you something. We have to. And let me tell them sorry ass Democrats too a little something before I go too far. We're going to support you because Trump is the greater evil. But when you get your ass back in, when you get your Democratic ass back in Congress and the House, you better do some Democratic type shit. But right now, again, only because Trump is worse than you ever going to be outside of the Grand Poobah. Barack Hussein, or love or respect go to Barack. But outside of him, unless he share his wife with us for 8 years. But again, I need everybody get to the. When I say share his wife with us, let me clear that up. I mean allow Shelley to run for president.
Not to cut you off, but here's another thing: two people, especially out in Arizona, got to realize that seat that John McCain. If they fill that with another Republican. And they take another vote on that Obamacare, and they vote the way they wanted McCain to vote, that's going to shut that Obamacare shit down. If they come at Obamacare again, if they get that Republican in that seat that they want, that's going to shut Obamacare down.
Okay,
and
so
you,
again,
you ain't going to get mad. Yes,
and nobody but yourself. You're going to get mad. This is not a time for you to sit back. Again, I need everybody who hears this podcast, first of all, follow the podcast, download the podcast. But right now, on our voter drive, I need everybody to make sure that we register voters, and more importantly, that we take our ass to the poll and we vote blue. Blue trumps red. Hey, listen, that's our podcast. That's our show for the night. Again, everybody grab somebody. Make sure they're registered. Make sure we get that Democratic vote out there. Hey, have a wonderful evening. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, co-producer with our premiere show, The Attic, saying good night, and everyone have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Good night. Just make sure you wash your ass before you K-ass down to the poll to vote.
No, if you want to, if it means take your dirty ass to the poll or your clean ass, carry your dirty ass to the poll. I need you to register
and
I need
you
to vote.
Just vote.
Well,
just
you can go down there
right.
If you're kind of funky, because funk is cool. You know what I'm saying? Funk was real cool back during the 70s and middle 80s.
Hey,
that kind of funk is cool.
Good night, everyone. We're gone. We're out.
All right.
No, man, I got one more thing to say. I want to give a